Welcome to the Enthusiast Devotional Podcast, a devotional podcast that looks at your favorite fandoms and God's Word and see the treasures that can be found in both. Our prayer is as you listen just for these few minutes that it'll help you grow and know the love of God even deeper. I hope that the encouragement that you get from these lessons will help you show the love of God and truly be as enthusiastic about God as your favorite fandoms. You ready? Let's see what we have for today. Welcome back, enthusiasts. Happy Easter. I will return to the What Can We Learn from the What If series probably around Father's Day. But there are other series that I want to do, and I'm going to kind of mix them around, and actually I'm going to pull one out of order. And I want to do another series using the regenerations of the Doctor. And I will get to the War Doctor and all the others, but I'm going to focus on Ten's regeneration. What does that have to do with Easter? Well, if you've seen the episode, the Doctor is faced with a very unique situation. Radiation is about to flood a booth that he's not in, but another good friend of his is. And I will admit in this one, the Doctor is a little selfish. Ten is a little selfish. He doesn't want to do it, but he does, as he slowly goes and says goodbye to and fixes a few things for all the people that he's had contact in this regeneration and in the past one. His whole ending of I don't want to go, he actually does take the place of Wilfred Mott. Oh, by the way, spoiler, shush. What can we learn from this episode? I want to talk today about another person who didn't want to go through with a noble sacrifice. And that was the person that we celebrate his resurrection today. Jesus did not want to go to the cross. I'm sure throughout his life, and especially his adult life, Satan threw crucifixion in his face. He was surrounded by it. The Romans were cruel. He probably passed many a cross on his way to Golgotha. And when he comes to the Garden of Gethsemane, this 100% God, 100% man, looks forward to the cross and says, I don't want to do it. In Matthew 26:39, he asks God, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. He looked at not only the physical death on the cross, but all that it would entail. The taking of the sins of the entire world, both past, present, and future on himself. The first time the 100% God side of him would be separated from the Almighty. How that quite works, I'm not 100% sure. God worked it out. It's an amazing thing. All those things, physical pain, separation from God, all the aspects of hell would he endure on the cross. And he didn't want to do it. But in John 18:11, this is right after Peter defending the honor of Jesus and only getting an ear. Jesus says to Peter, sheath the sword. Put the sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? He loved you so much. You see John 3:16, and that is true. God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Let's modify that with one different change. Jesus loved you so much that he gave himself, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not have to go to the set place where there is a separation from God, where there is physical pain, and also knowing and remembering the chances you had, the place your sin will take you, a literal lake of fire, the Bible calls it. Jesus endured it for you. He didn't want to, but he did. That is why we celebrate the resurrection. Yes, it's his death, but it's also his resurrection. Because he showed us that he paid the penalty for our sins and is offering up free gift of salvation. He came back to earth to tell us, I'm going to prepare a place for you. How about you? If you have not accepted Jesus' free gift of salvation, the gift that he died on the cross, the thing he didn't want to do to pay for your penalty, for your sins. Are you going to reject it
or accept it.
I'm not going to give you a prayer, but realize and talk to God about Jesus, which is the same, paying the penalty for your sin and offering the free and accepting that free gift he offers for your salvation. That's the best way to have a happy Easter. This is David. Happy Easter. And we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening. If you want to join us and join in more of the discussion, please join us on the Enthusiast Society on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Enthusiast. I would especially note the Instagram will usually have verses referenced in today's lesson if you kind of want to do a little more deep dive yourself. This is David. We'll see you next time.